Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
I'm pretty sure Jane knows voodoo, and I don't want no trouble.
Oh, I see. There's Flora Cash. They just played at our Alice in Winterland. Open the show up. It's a good time, you guys.
Are they married?
They are, and yeah. I know how... Well, I guess I can't help but tell the story now.
Yeah.
We're backstage.
Yeah. At Winterland this
past Thursday. This past Thursday night, and the missus, and this is before any bands have come out, and the missus and I are back there saying hey to everybody. We're about to go back and get our seats.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of a check-in. And the missus goes, "I'm going to use the bathroom." Okay, so I'll follow you. We'll walk over there. We start walking over there, and she's waiting in line as this person comes out, and I don't know which one's Cash and which one's Flora, but Cash walks by. She's wearing a lid
yeah.
and a big puffy silver jacket, and she's like, I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta go on stage in like 1 minute. And then Flora comes running in behind her, and he goes, I'm gonna use it with her. I'm married to her, so it's okay. And they both run into the bathroom, and we're both sitting there like, man, we just got jumped in line by Flora Cash.
Mm.
And the weird thing is the missus goes, wow, she seemed really shy. She's going to get up on stage?
Yeah.
And by the way, Christina is super shy. She's not
so
someone
she knows yet. From shy.
Yeah, so I was surprised. But she actually said after they performed, she goes, wow, she comes out of her shell on stage because backstage she couldn't even look at her in the face.
That puffy jacket too, though, is very. She had that on for their whole set.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I guess she's not going to be getting too hot. You know,
some people need their puffy jacket matter what,
yeah.
right, Sarah?
Yeah. Well, listen, my jacket's only about a third as puffy as her jacket. That was a full on. That was like a barrel jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she Swedish? That's like what people from Sweden wear. In Sweden, though. I mean, here.
A barrel jacket?
Just a big, you know, like you're in a barrel of like down. Like, ooh, I'm cozy now because I'm in my barrel of down.
Oh.
Humongous.
Your protection.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they are married, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I heard firsthand from
That's
Flora
funny.
Himself.
I see. Million. Alanis Morissette, there's actually a story. This is just cute. She went on tour one time with Vanilla Ice, you know, like back in the day. And you weren't allowed to look at. She was like, I wasn't allowed to look at him in the eye.
Oh my god!
Because
so
Alanis Morissette couldn't look Vanilla Ice in the eye. She says, "Yeah, I mean, a lot of artists are overwhelmed by incredible large amounts of stimuli, and I think me looking at him would have overstimulated him. So I just averted my eyes." Anyway,
or maybe
adorable.
The other interpretation is her handler said, listen, you're underage. You need to stay away from that dude. Do us a favor. Don't stay far away from that guy. He's the hottest thing going, and he's boning every woman who looks at him.
Yeah. And you're 15.
Yeah,
so
you don't need to be. Just find another place to put your eyes.
The Golden Globes 2020 nominations are out. If you go to RadioAlice.com, you can find the whole list. We did a few of them earlier, but I'm not going to run through that whole list again. You may recall fondly, I know I do, Steve Harvey announcing the wrong winner of the Miss Universe pageant. That was in, like 2015.
You know what's weird about this?
What's that?
The last time I heard about this contest was the last time he improperly announced a winner, and I would put money down this was not a mistake.
Well, he acts like it's a mistake.
Sure,
Vincent.
He does, but
this is actually, so I guess this isn't the main part of the contest. I guess there's a costume contest where everyone dresses up like their country of origin, and I don't know,
oh,
surrounds
and they call
themselves.
That a costume
it's a costume contest.
Oh my gosh.
and they have like little tables set up with all the indigenous foods and the things that are specialties there. So he is going to announce the winner, and here's how it went. Okay. Oh, do you have the video of this as well for Vinny?
I can pull up the picture
it's okay.
for you.
It's okay. Just I'm sure I am.
She's, who, by the way, look, Vinny. Hilarious.
That's stupid.
You know, they must pay him a lot.
They must.
There's the only reason you would ever consider doing that.
South Africa was the overall winner of Miss Universe at the end of the night. And no mess-ups in announcing that. She and apparently...
What's wrong with me that money's not important enough to me that I would go do that? Not that they asked, but you know what I mean?
Oh, it depends on how much money.
Would you?
It depends on how much, yeah. I mean, please. And also, get me their first class, five-star hotel.
You'd do it.
And a couple mil, sure.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Oh, you think they paid him a couple mil?
Yes. Steve Harvey? Yes. He gets $1 million
I would bet on that.
$2 million?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure. He's not getting out of bed for less than
a pageant.
$1 million. Oh, yeah. And plus, he's, I mean, that's got to be internationally viewed, right? So
sure.
It's a good vehicle for him.
Mm-hmm.
And right. He's, I'm sure, getting paid handsomely for it.
He doesn't have a show anymore, right?
No,
the TV
that's
show.
Right.
I don't know
he's still
what
doing
he's
Family
got.
Feud, though, right?
He is. As a matter of fact, my Facebook people were posting the funniest moments, funniest answers or something like that. And I was watching a bunch of that. It's pretty funny. He's good.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Did you like his talk show? I don't think I ever saw him watch
I only
a whole
saw
episode.
It a few times. Not really interested in that. I just think the way he feeds off of people and vice versa.
Unlike
Family Feud,
yeah.
That it's just really good.
Yeah, I like him.
Stuff.
I'm not
sure.
Down on the guy.
No.
Yeah.
I like him all right.
Yeah.
I heard his show a couple times or saw his show on
his
TV.
Talk
a couple,
show.
Just
a daytime show, right?
Yeah.
Just like whatever.
Yeah. One of the things I saw him do, though, was that, and I think I told you, he was talking about how I don't do any housework. I'm not doing it. I go out and I make money.
Right.
And my wife does all the other stuff in the house. And I thought, ooh, crunch. But he was being him.
Yeah.
He was saying his truth is, I work hard.
Yeah.
I got five jobs.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
come
money.
Home, put my feet up, and you're going to wait on me.
And I'm not doing one
Marjorie.
Thing when I get there. And I thought, wow, that's...
Well, that is saying what you want and, you know, manifesting the way you want your life to go.
Yeah.
We do. We all do that. We all want our lives to go a certain... We just, most of us can't go, oh, by the way, I'm Steve Harvey. I pay all the damn bills. And that recent shopping trip of yours, that's all my clothing. You brought home. Yeah, he also, I want to say, he got in a whole thing where you weren't allowed to talk to him at his show.
Uh-huh.
Like
the producers
right.
and the people. He's gone downhill the past year. He lost the other show, Kids Say the Darnest Things, to Tiffany Haddish, who's doing it now. So He had some controversy, some divorce grumblings going on as well. And wife wanted all the money.
The wife was sick of doing all the work, you know, at the house.
Well, that's
I mean.
What I was trying to say was the way it came off, the way he
it's
announced
good, right?
It wasn't a good look.
It's unattractive to hear someone, you know, being a brat.
Mm-hmm.
And even just the stuff that I heard from backstage at the show, I'm like, oh, that seems... it's just unattractive. Like, oh, so this is a person who, I don't even know how to put it into words. Just
he's
like total entitled, entitled to, you know, his privacy, I guess. At work. Oopsie.
Oh,
give me back that crown and that big bouquet.
In other words, second place.
Yeah. So I've got the top earning musicians for the year. It's total earnings, and it's not just individuals, it's bands as well. Do you want to?
Are you talking about live shows or all together?
I'm going to, all together.
Okay.
I'm going to guess some of these are based mostly on touring. Others, I'm sure, have plenty of other things going on. Take some guesses. Is there some bands you like in here?
The Dead.
No.
What?
Well, not in the top 10 anyway. Metallica was number 10.
Okay.
They made almost $70 million last year between sales and tickets.
They
and...
did that big thing at the Chase Center opening.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the
They seem busy.
Symphony.
It seems like there's always something going on
well,
with them.
Well, they were on a roll, and then the singer's in rehab. Mm. So they're on a break.
Yeah. Did they stop mid-tour for that, or did...
I don't know what they had planned, but it sounds like it was
like
very...
It seemed like they did, yeah.
It did. Abrupt.
Yeah.
It brought everything to a screeching halt.
Diddy made $70 million last year.
How?
I don't know.
Tell me one way.
I guess he produces stuff. Yeah,
that's true. And all his products he puts out there, his clothing, like his alcohol.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Ciroc, is that his? It's
good stuff.
$70 million just for being Diddy the whole time. Ah, come on. Yeah. Drake made $75 million. Yay, Drake, good for you.
Who was the first person Vinny said?
I guess the Dead.
Oh, the Dead. I'm looking at the full list. I don't see them on.
I only have the top 10.
I just saw. You know why I'm thinking of them? Because I saw a different list about touring acts for the year, and they were on it, and they barely did any shows, but they get a lot of money. So did the Stones.
People
did like
want to see them.
16 shows.
But they probably
and they're like at third place of on the touring gross.
People are like, this might be my last time to ever see these bands before so and so dies.
Came in at 28.
Oh, on that list
with $41 million. Mm. Mm-hmm. Who's this from? Rolling Forbes.
This is Forbes. Forbes, yeah. Okay. Because that's what they do. They make lists. 6 and 7 are a tie, and it's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Of course.
Who combined made $162 million. $81 million apiece. Overrated. I don't know how they figured out.
I'm just...
No.
You love this.
Oh, my God. I love
so
this
so overrated.
Tune. No. So good. It's written all over your face. Baby, I can see a halo. I pray it won't fade away. Halo. Oh, so good.
I'll give this to you. What I was looking at was the, let me see, top 15 highest grossing rock tours of 2019. So I'll have her print it and then you can do it. Perform it.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, $81 million apiece. They tied for sixth place. Congratulations on adding to your, I want to say they're worth $1.5 billion together anyway.
Yep.
I don't know. God, if I had $1.5 billion, I would be like,
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm going to go get an island somewhere. Out, yeah. Maybe I'd get bored. I doubt it, though. I'm sure that house needs work. Elton John made $84 million last year for fifth place.
Oh, his touring and residency.
I wonder if he got money for the movie, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Of course.
The Eagles made $100 million last year.
They got fourth my
place.
Money.
They did.
About 400 bucks of it, too.
Yeah. It's not cheap to see the Eagles.
Yeah. But worth it.
Do you hear that thing, you know, Hot Ass Danielle's husband is doing down in Mexico? It's the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers.
I think I did.
Yeah. Cabo.
So I go to look at the thing. He's like, hey, Sarah, you should join us down here. This is going to be a good time. I'm like, all right, let me look at the, so I look at the link. The top one is like, it's $24,000 a person. I'm like, oh my God.
What he was saying to me.
What is happening?
Because I talked to him actually for quite a while and he was
at Winterland or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, you know, this show, I'm putting it on. And he's talking about Cabo. And I'm like, I was saying, I love Cabo. I went down there with a buddy of mine and we had the best surf trip of our lives. Mm. So fun. And talking about shipwrecks and these places where we went and surfed. And he goes, when's the last time you were down there? And I, 90 whatever. Yeah, I've been working, dude. And, you know, I mean, this is the way. And he goes, it's totally, you wouldn't recognize it. It's high end.
Yeah.
Like Cabo apparently has super high end resorts everywhere.
Mm.
And that's the price of that ticket includes these high end cabana resorts.
Oh, no. This thing was
amazing.
So, there were ones for less. There was, I saw, found one down there finally for like $1,400 a person, which, you know, still a ton of money, but just sounds so much more appealing than the $25,000 a person one. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, that place has got to be a dump.
Well, he said
$1,500.
So Cabo still has, you can go get a surf camp location,
sure,
which means
you'll
be sharing a room and a bed and whatever else.
Bathroom.
And food and bathroom.
If you want to go big, you can.
But
a
the
lot
norm,
of
he's
there.
Like, the most of Cabo is high end now.
Yeah. Mm.
High end and very expensive and very.
Well, this apparently, this Eagles concert is like, it's limited to a few thousand people, too.
Really?
Like, it's going to be pretty. I mean, obviously, it's going to be exclusive. Those prices were exclusive prices.
Yeah.
I felt excluded by those exclusive prices. Anyway, the Eagles made $100 million last year, and I'm sure they'll be adding to that this year. They were fourth place on the list of the top-earning musicians of this year. So we've only got the top three. Want to make some guesses? Who made the most money last year?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is number one, Vinny. She made $185 million.
Wow.
Taylor Swift, $185 million. Who else?
Ariana Grande.
Nope. Not in the top three. I'm looking for the top three here.
Man.
Big names.
One of the days you were out, Marcus was telling us the top streaming artists, and Ariana was at the top of every list.
She wow. is People number 22, earning $48 million.
That's not a bad year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who else? I don't know.
Ed Sheeran's number three. He made $110 million. I felt like he was off this year.
Ed.
Made $110 million.
That guy.
He's making it happen. Going out on our first date. Ooh.
He released that album with this song, remember? This, with.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's right. Did
a
he tour?
Of collaborations.
He must be
I don't
touring.
Know if he
toured it, yeah, but. I don't know. People just love Ed Sheeran. And number two, the only other name in the top 10 that we haven't mentioned is Kanye West, who made $150 million. You, yes, you did. $150 million last year. Freaking the F out. Kanye, by the way, is he's on his second opera.
That's such
now.
A dumb thing to yell. That's so
well,
stupid.
He yelled a lot. That
it's
was
the best
not,
thing to play out of context.
That
though.
Was not the dumbest thing he yelled
no,
that day.
No, it wasn't.
He, by the way, is on. Has moved on to his second opera. The first one was called Nebuchadnezzar. It got mixed reviews when it debuted in the Hollywood Bowl last month. He, I guess, was the narrator. He narrated from behind the curtain. But he has got a new opera. He's in Miami right now getting ready to premiere this new opera. It's called Mary. You might have heard of her. She's Jesus' mom. He dedicated a whole production to her. Looks like he and others involved in the opera are actually going to be on stage, involved in the goings-on of the story, completely covered in silver head to toe. I don't know what that's all about. Just, you know, good color, I guess. Based on a quote he included in his description of the opera, they're saying it's the nativity story in which miraculously Mary's pregnant. Somehow she's still a virgin. And then she has the baby, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I think you guys are probably familiar.
A little bit.
And then the royal visitors arrive, and Kanye's going to tell us the whole story. It'll be great. So that's what Kanye's doing these days. He's doing his Sunday morning ritual thing and his opera about Mary. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff, including female urinals are about to make their debut and cut down the long lines you girls deal with at... What do you mean?
We'll see. Female urinals? I don't know about
You'll
that.
You'll be fine.
Really?
Yes.
I can't wait for you to describe them.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:39. We have Ariana Grande tickets coming up at the Chase Center.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, December 18th. The tickets are on sale now, but we have tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. So be here and win those tickets. Ariana Grande. We were just talking about her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Koo. New Year's resolution shouldn't be hard. Let the Organic Koo make it easy with certified organic choices. You don't have to feel guilty eating our chicken sandwiches.
I won't.
The so Organic Koo.
Good times.
Eat there. Every day. Mm. All the time.
All right.
Starting,
do it.
Starting right now. Don't even wait till New Year's.
Oh, my God. Let's get on that.
All right. Here's what's happening. I just want to, real quick again, thanks to everyone who came out to Winterland. It was a really well-attended show. And, man, I didn't believe Kesha had it in her. But that lady stole the show. And Avril was so good
I was like, oh, who Kesha wants to follow her? God.
She's bummed.
Yeah. Oh, she was amazing.
And you know what's really trippy? This has a lot to do with the power of the people in the corner offices in this building. Those people, you were there when we were talking to the guy. That band wasn't on tour. Yeah. They're all, yeah, we're not touring. We came and did one show.
Huh.
This one.
We got out of bed for this show. We're going back home after this show.
And then we're not going back out till March or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with my jaw open going, we got money to pay a band to just pull everything out of storage and come all the way up here and do it. Dang.
No.
That's some pull.
The power of the corner office.
Yep.
I'm going to make that happen.
Right. Anyway, thanks for coming to Winterland. We appreciate it.
Definitely. It was a great night.
Mm-hmm.
I had such a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the star that stole the whole show... Yeah, right. That guy walks out in public, you don't even know it's him.
Oh, my kid.
Yeah.
Only one of my kids came. Both of them were supposed to come, but one of them had some college
I think every single
on.
Person there went, oh, Sean's here? And then it turns out it's the derelict on the couch.
Yeah.
It's a long...
Long hair,
long
beard.
Long hair and the beard, and he's...
Oh, my God. I haven't seen him since he has... The beard.
He's enormous. He's just like a grown man.
He was
at his mom's house.
The cutest faced little person.
Mm.
And I'm not saying he's not cute anymore. He has grown his hair long and he's got a beard. And I didn't recognize him until I went, that's Sean.
Well, I pointed him out to your wife and she's like, what? The last time she hung out with him was in Tahoe like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a long time.
I know. She was like, I just picture them as little kids still. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they're not.
They're not.
No.
Anyway, it was
to
see
him. There I was sitting there and he's sitting with his friend Jesse, and they grew up together, and that's Pat and Marianne's daughter, and they're singing all the Avril Lavigne songs at the top of their lungs.
You know what was neat? Just watching them be in their element, they were both clearly comfortable and happy and having fun.
Yeah,
it was neat
it was
to see
good.
That. Anyway, fog, thick fog.
Yes.
It slowed me down today. I'm sure it's going to...
crazy.
I don't know if it's cleared.
It's still pretty foggy.
Oof. Like, you know how that works, too. You're fine, and then you're not.
You're soup.
And you completely stopped, and then as soon as you pass it, you're like,
quite a little thing.
We couldn't even
some time here.
John went to take the dog out. He comes back in. It's really foggy. You can even see across the street.
Mm.
And I was like, and then he goes, do you want me to drive you? Yes, please.
Did he drive you
in
this morning?
Yeah, he drove me in. I was so scared, Vinny, especially there's certain spots. I was like, oh, my God. And I have my glasses on, and I can't see a thing. And I was scared for him.
You could see one light at a time as you were going up the road. You could barely see. You'd stop at one light, and you could barely see the next light. And I know there's 16 lights out in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're through the storm for now, but yeah. Thick fog out there, everybody.
They're saying it's probably going to be around all week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fog? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to a break in the rain.
Yeah.
We got a good storm. Like, I think Tahoe got feet.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because that's what we need the rain to translate into. It's funny, though. We were driving around this weekend, and, you know, it's still pretty brown out there. Like, you know how usually as soon as the water gets turned on, like, everything starts to green up? It's only, like, the slightest tinge of green.
Hmm. I'm gonna notice.
Yeah.
PG&E has announced a settlement for wildfire victims totaling over $13 billion.
Wow.
I don't know how any of this works, so that's the only info I can bring you.
Right.
I don't know how that breaks down per person or how you get your claim paid or what.
Right.
And how they put a dollar value on a human being,
That is a question.
I don't know.
Right. Priceless.
So the lines and bathrooms are crazy sometimes. You go to a concert venue and you see it.
Yeah.
And guys will wait in line, but guys will also go, I'm using that sink.
Yep. I can't wait another second.
Or I'm not going to wait another second.
Right.
When there's a sink, perfectly good sink there that will accept what I'm offering.
Sure. It's a drain. Mm-hmm. Goes to the same place.
So anyway, women's bathrooms, they don't have that luxury, or they're just not lame enough to break down and do the sink. You've never seen that.
I have seen it. I've never done it myself, but I have seen someone sit on a sink. Just at a random thing. Girl had to go.
A plumbing industry group.
Not poop or anything. She just had to pee.
And so she did.
She did.
Huh. A plumbing industry group in Hong Kong is heavily promoting female urinals. They say the urinals would cut women's time in the bathroom in half. And as a result, they would cut the lines in half, too.
How do they work?
They're just like the urinals in a men's room, only the women get a disposable cardboard funnel that they can use, kind of like to aim their stream.
Oh, like that shiwi.
Uh-huh. Into the urinal without any splashing or mess.
Hmm.
It's never been in mainstream use, but they believe this is the way to solve the problem. The cardboard funnel.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can still be in a stall, I might try that. You know, the thing about here's what happened with the shiwi, which when we got it was a plastic thing, like something you were going to keep and reuse, right? So the problem was, you're standing there, you got to take your pants. It's not like a dude. You can't pull anything out the front. You got to get enough access between the bottom of your pants and the top of your chassis.
It's lower than you think is what you're saying.
It's lower, and it's like underneath.
Right,
it's not
that's what I'm
coming out the front.
Right.
So there you are with your plastic thing, and your pants are down. And so, you know, in order for them to not hit the ground, you got one hand holding those, and you got the shiwi in the other hand. Now there you are. Now you're done. You're like, okay, well, now I got a plastic thing covered in pee that I can't put down anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to clamp that in your
put
teeth.
Put it in my teeth, hold it in my teeth. Also, I kind of need to wipe.
Exactly.
You know, I can't just shake this off. There were so many problems that came along with it. So it was inconvenient at best. So I'm not going to use this.
You're not doing it.
I'm not. I mean, this lady's holding it in front of her as though she does have a wiener.
I
mean,
I know.
This is so not how the anatomy
of a
woman works.
Well, your point is well taken that you do have to get the pants so
down.
Low that you've got some butt cheek exposed.
You do, right. So now, you know, now I'm standing and I don't want to be naked in front of everyone. I just don't want to.
Right.
No thanks.
When I get my fly open, I can pull
it's out.
All right out through that.
The chonch emerges.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Over the underwear and then
it's
clear.
Right. Yeah. No, I've
smooth
fully,
sailing
right,
for the number
one. It's a
whole
different
right.
setup. It's like we have different parts.
Like it, huh?
Yeah.
A couple in Grand Rapids, Michigan, named Andrea Melvin and David Eaton have been fostering a 5-year-old kid named Michael for a while, and their adoption finally went through last Thursday.
Oh.
They're now going viral because of a sizable cheering section Michael had in court. He's a really popular kid at school, and he wanted his friends there to see him get adopted. So his kindergartner teacher organized a field trip, and the whole class showed up for him to be pulled out of the system and put into a home for good, a forever home.
That is lovely.
A few kids even stood up in court and talked about how much they love him. And when the adoption finally was through, I don't know if they say you can now have this child or whatever.
And now kiss your child.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that, what the final thing is, but they all cheered. And that video went viral. And so that's if you need a good kickstart for your heart today, maybe that's the move.
Put that at the Alice973 Instagram or
Facebook page. Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
Sure. Right.
Andrea and David talked to a reporter about how much joy Michael's brought their lives, and Michael couldn't stop talking about how much he loves them too. And so it's really neat, and that's incredible. There's pictures.
That is a great story.
Yeah, I mean, you like to hear that.
Oh my God, that's so, and the whole class is just right there, and they're posing with the judge and the bailiff. This is lovely. What a fun story. And that's actually a good field trip too. Let's go to court.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know what gets to me is, so when we've had some stuff going on at my house, but when you look at your own kid and you see how ill-equipped they are to deal with just about anything, and then you see a kid who's had to go through all of this.
Yeah.
You realize, like, kids, they're pretty resilient, but they have to be put, like, he got put through that.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't asking for that. I know trying to get my kid to take her medicine has been this thing where we're over it now. She can take her pills with a glass of water.
Right.
And it's not drama for 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not.
We are over the hump. Good.
We're over it. It's tough, though.
Yes.
And that's nothing compared to a kid who's been
in the system, right.
You know, that's tough. No parents sitting in, you know, foster care.
Right.
Brutal. Anyway, and then all the kids showed
it's
up.
It's so sweet. I mean, it's a great story.
Beautiful.
Adoption in general is beautiful.
So sex scandals aren't just for men anymore.
Oh, is that so? What do we got going on?
Women like them too.
Do we? Tell me more.
Oh, boy. Hello.
There's my sex sandal calling.
Hello? Right.
It's a Chinese consulate.
There's a 38-year-old woman named Dawn Gentry. She's a Republican who was elected as a family court judge in Northern Kentucky. She's just been hit with 9 misconduct charges over a whole bunch of different scandals that include having an affair with a pastor, then hiring him for a job he wasn't qualified for, pressuring a female staff member to have sex with her and with her husband, letting her staff get drunk on the job, appointing all sorts of unqualified friends, family members, and donors to high-paying jobs, and having threesomes with the pastor and her other staff members in her office.
Wow.
She's only 38.
Busy.
Just got there,
wow.
And she's already racked up.
She's at her sexual peak.
38?
I don't know. Don't they say women
She looks like an average woman. Cute.
She'll be facing a disciplinary hearing in the next few months. She could get anything from a confidential reprimanding to being removed from office.
Yeah, I'm going to say she's going to get removed. Just a guess. It's a little too late for a confidential anything in that case.
No,
we've heard some of the details.
She's busy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, will you please bring up Survivor next break?
I will.
Okay.
And actually, quickly before you get in there, Anthony, who's one of our great interns, his parents are apparently just delightful and use that as talk
with
them.
I love his parents.
Well, I'll tell you, I can vouch for his mom. His mom apparently has never not had breakfast with him on his birthday, and today is his birthday, and no exception is being made. She just brought in delicious breakfast burritos for the whole crew.
Yeah.
And she's here to celebrate with her son.
Who, and I believe
her name's
Rizalyn.
Rizalyn.
Yes.
Yay, Rizalyn! Excellent.
And did you just say he just turned 21? Oh, this is a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big birthday.
Oh, finals week and no drinking?
Oh, yeah, no. Kids all have to take their finals. Come on.
Well, there's plenty of time for him to try alcohol.
Sure. He's got the rest of his life. Congratulations on your big birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you don't have... Come here. Use mine.
Oh. We're getting a whole setup going in there.
Do you have a cold?
A little bit.
Oh, boy. A little bit. That's kind of like everyone in this room. Yeah. A little bit of a cold. Happy birthday, Anthony.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to your mom, Rizlin, for the breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Those are super good.
So it's finals week for you?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right.
It's finals week.
Cool.
So no drinking on your 21st birthday?
No. Well, yeah, no.
There's a well there.
Probably well. After.
Oh. His mom looks like she might be going to give him a drink. Look, thumbs up. Thumbs up from mom.
All right.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So on to a couple texts. Vinny, Cabo has a Walmart now.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't been That's to Cabo big. Since the mid, early 90s, something like that.
Yeah.
I had a great trip, though.
I'll bet.
I imagine the people who fork out, what did you say, $20,000?
Yeah,
we'll have a great time watching the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers.
It's going to be big.
I'm with Vinny. Beyonce, totally overrated.
Oh, stop it. She's great. She's amazing. You seen her do that little hip thing she does?
Yeah, I have. I actually...
She's amazing.
She's amazing, but she's not that amazing.
Mm, she's pretty amazing. She's pretty awesome.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But she's not...
Like, name someone more awesome than Beyonce.
As a female singer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kesha was pretty good the other night.
I was thinking Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson's an amazing singer. Yeah, I would actually give you that one. I think she is a better singer than Beyonce. Mm. But Beyonce's the whole package. Like Kelly Clarkson doesn't do that little hip thing.
No, I mean, she does not. No, that hip thing.
She doesn't have to.
Vaughn, I can't tell if you're on my side or not. Oh, you don't like Beyonce?
No?
You're not crazy for Beyonce. You do like Beyonce. He does like Beyonce.
You do.
He's going thumbs down.
I know. What was he thumbs downing, though?
Over he was thumbs down Kelly the fact Clarkson? That she said that Kelly's better than Beyonce.
Kelly is she's a great singer. I mean, it's hard to argue with her, but she's not doing the little hip thing the way that Beyonce. Okay, we're on the same page now. Great. Thank God. Sheesh.
We'll break and come back with some trash.
We will.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.